This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
Another thrilling edition of Hashtag Fatherhood. I want to ask you the hard-hitting questions, Battle. How much coffee do you drink? I find myself having to pee often in the morning.
What time do you get? You do morning radio, so what time do you get to the station?
Yeah, like 5, okay. give or take.
And what time do you wake up?
I wake up 3:45, 4 a.m., and I have to, like, the first thing I do when I open my eyes is I chug coffee. Like, I go to the fridge, I have iced coffee.
Okay.
First thing I do.
French press?
Of
night
course.
Before? Oh, look at you. I started doing that last summer because I was exhausted from the kid.
Yeah.
And doing the French press the night before and leaving it in the fridge and dumping some ice in the morning and pouring it over it. It was like, you know, I'm ready to run a fucking marathon.
Uh-huh. I do it every day.
It was great.
Yeah.
And it wore off after a while, like most things do. Cocaine, caffeine, all that.
Right. Yeah.
But no, I think the first thing I do when I wake up is like I crawl to the bathroom to fart and piss. And then I chug a pint of water. That's what you should do. Do you drink a pint of water when you wake up?
I used to. You know, I get on these health kicks. I'm not on that currently. Okay. But yeah, I would do like lemon water.
No,
not even the lemon. Screw the lemon. You're just...
No, I got freaked out with there's a good chance... All those articles, there's a good chance a mouse shit on your lemon. You remember all those articles?
Yeah, the dirtiest thing at the bar is the lemon. Out of all the things in the bar is the lemon. That's the dirtiest.
No, go for the Jägermeister instead. Screw the lemon water.
Nice shit in it, lemons.
That's all you heard from BuzzFeed and all this bullshit articles. Okay.
So you've
So no, it's just clean water.
Just clean water.
Yeah.
And then you have coffee.
And then I have a cup of coffee. So what was your original question?
How many cups of coffee do you drink? Right. I think I drink an obnoxious amount of coffee. I have like 2 or 3 cups before I get here. And I think I have another 2 cups while I'm here, but then I'm done. After the show's done, I don't drink any more coffee throughout the day. So I think I average like 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's fine. So by cup, do you mean an actual mug of coffee, like a normal mug of coffee? Or are we talking like a tub of Dunkin' Donuts filled with cream and sugar? Fat idiot from New England.
And I only drink coffee black. I don't do any cream, no sugar.
Me too.
I feel like when I was in high school, I would drink it like, what do they call it? What do they call it from Dunkin' Donuts? It's a specific order from Dunkin'. Anyway, it was like half sugar, half cream. I don't do any of that anymore.
Regular. That's what they called it in New England.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Get it regular?
Oh, God.
It's just the color of your
just
coffee.
Diabetes
is just
in a cup.
It's just white. Yeah. It's disgusting. God. It's just loaded with milk. And it was one of my least favorite
coffee
things
at that
of New
point.
England when I lived there.
No.
No, it was loaded with sugar.
Light and sweet. That's what they would call it in New York.
No, I went strong. Black.
Robust.
Bitter.
Yeah.
Yes. Only the finest Arabica beans.
Yeah. And so I drink like a regular mug like this,
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would drink
4 or 5 of those.
Yeah. That's what I do. Four or five of that.
All throughout the day or do you have
it? No.
From all in the morning.
The moment I wake up, I'll have a cup, get ready for work, come into work, and I'll have 2 here.
Yeah. Oh, so that's similar to me.
Yeah. Okay. And I stop at noon.
Yeah.
Because I had so much trouble sleeping for years. It was a fight to sleep.
If you have it too late, you're screwed.
So it turns out after various sleep studies and all that, of course, you go, every doctor, I feel like, is an idiot.
Right.
So they're like, well, we got to take these drugs. I'm like, okay. And it took me to finally find a good sleep doctor who's like, you don't need drugs. When is the last time you have a cup of coffee? Mm. It's like, well, I'm doing afternoon drive on the air on radio. So I have a cup of coffee during that. And I drink during the show to have energy.
Sure.
So I can entertain.
Yeah.
He's like, you should stop drinking coffee after noon because I think you're a caffeine sensitive and it's keeping you up all night and it's disrupting your sleep. Even if you don't realize it, like alcohol makes you tired,
sure.
But it's disrupting your sleep because it's in your blood after a while as your body is processing.
Yeah. Like wine will put me to sleep, but it won't keep me asleep. I'll wake up tossing and turning all night.
Yes.
It sucks.
That's actually what happened to me on Saturday night.
But is that right?
Yeah. We'll get into that later. So yeah, no, I think people do it wrong. When I see people like brewing coffee at like 7 o'clock at night after dinner, it's a very Italian thing.
Yeah.
I know that my relatives would do.
Oh, coffee like, after dinner. Yeah.
Like,
my grandparents would do that. My aunt and papa would do that. Do you drink decaf? Like, I don't need to drink it just because I like the taste. I need to have the caffeine. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't drink non-alcoholic beer because I miss the taste of it. You know what I mean? Like, I have to.
Right.
I want the full effects of it.
No, I was maybe around 4 o'clock. Ike and I over at WIP, Ike Reese, we would do this thing. He would get coffee at 4 o'clock in his afternoons. And I would just it became our little thing.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, you go get coffee at 4 o'clock in the little hub here.
Yeah.
When I would get decaf. But I found that even that would disrupt my sleep.
Really?
And this was like, I need a little something. Decaf coffee isn't 100% uncaffeinated. And I found that would even, like, I can't have a soda. I don't like soda anyway, but even a Pepsi would set me over the edge with dinner.
Do you ever listen to these episodes back? We really do sound like really old men. Like, really just.
Oh, the Pepsi in my back.
Yeah, give me a heartburn. I can't sleep.
Just an old
you have
man
no control.
A newspaper at the barbershop.
You have no control of your gas. And you're always burping, farting, pissing.
Well, I do that more now because Harrison thinks it's funny.
Oh, so you're just entertaining at this
point.
Right,
because funny juice, and it's just a seltzer.
Ah.
Right, so I have to chug a seltzer, and
then burp.
Loud, window-rattling belch that he thinks is funny.
Quite the performance art.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kira enjoys me sneezing, too. Sneezing is really, really funny for her. The bare minimum really gets them going.
Yeah.
You have to appreciate that.
Sorry, you get texts and I'm ignoring.
You're like me. That's good.
So yeah, no, I think you're okay with the coffee.
Good. I mean, I'm really testing my prostate every morning. Like, I'm just peeing every 10 minutes. But
thought maybe something else. No, yeah. So and anyone who is listening that has trouble sleeping, I would recommend, you know, a white noise machine. If your partner snores, you gotta address that. A nice, not too hot, not too cold room.
Black. I like it kind of cold with a fan on.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a Dyson that is blowing on me all night.
Yeah.
It's like an air filter. And dark, what do they call it? Like it blocks out the sun.
Oh, like the blackout curtains.
Blackout curtains.
Yep. I sleep the best when I'm at a hotel because they always have the blackout curtains. So, I could sleep till noon.
So the way our house is set up, the sun rises, it's shining right through that window on your face as you're sleeping. And I hate getting woken up.
Oh,
I hate getting woken up early.
You would sleep forever if it was up to you.
I wish. In fact, we need to get a new mattress because ours, like, I've come to find out, sucked. So when I hurt, I may have addressed this in the last episode.
Yeah, this is the second episode we're talking about your mattress?
I hurt my back.
Yeah.
That's what I'm touching.
You're getting older by the second. God.
I'm aging like a president lately. Her Cosco-pedic in our guest bedroom, I sleep more soundly on.
Right, that's what you were saying. Yeah.
It's firmer. So I guess I need a firmer mattress and make my back feel. Now her brother came to town. We'll get into this later. He's in the guest bedroom sleeping on the nice mattress. I'm back to our shitty.
Oh, really?
Best price mattress.
Crawl back into your wife's bed. That's so unnatural. You're used to sleeping like I Love Lucy. That's an old reference, but I think you get it.
Dennis the Menace's neighbors always had the two separate beds.
They did.
The room.
Yeah. 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 I sleep great. to like spa meditation music. Could you do this?
Does that seep into your brains?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So I put the phone underneath the pillow, right? And I just hear this in my pillow.
It's like massage. You go to Massage Envy, your hand in stone. That's
it puts me right out.
Yeah.
Every time.
So I would just need, I don't know. I know they have those Bose like noise canceling earbuds. Maybe I put those in and something like that on.
Yeah, that would frustrate me having something in my ear like that.
Well, right now I have like those guys who use the leaf blowers and shit.
Uh-huh.
They have the little things in their ears.
You sleep with that?
I have a bunch of those. I have them in my ears.
That's hot.
Yeah. They fall out all the time and I choke on them. But so they don't really do anything, but it's more like now I can't sleep without a thing in my ear.
Really? Oh, that's weird.
So there you go. So no. Yeah, I've
getting old
terribly.
Is really bad.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Like, I never had a problem with getting old until I had the kid and I'm like bending over like an asshole trying to pick him up and I'm hurting myself. Mm. So like you talk to older relatives like, don't get old, Maddie. Don't get old. Like, okay, well, when I become Superman, I could spin around the earth. And
right.
In time.
I can't help it.
Yeah. I'll let
you
know.
I think the problem is like when you have kids, like you're trying to combat getting old, right? Like you're drinking water first thing in the morning. You're doing things to help yourself out. Where if I didn't have kids, I'd probably just let myself fall apart.
You would not.
You don't think so?
I would. You would not.
No.
No. You are like, you're wearing cologne. You're showering and wearing cologne and like, it's just you.
That is true.
You come to work, it's just dealing with you now.
I see maybe a handful of people on a day-to-day basis at work. So yeah, the cologne is really just for me. That's true.
You get all nice and pretty.
What am I doing this for? I could
get all nice and pretty for me. I'm blown away.
That's true. Yeah, why am I doing any of these things?
I don't know.
I wore a collared shirt. I don't have to do that either.
You wear a nice collared shirt. You're clearly showered and you're not shaved. You got a nice hipster mustache, but it's a thing. You look nice. When I was doing morning radio, I was coming in wearing Umbros and like hungover from
like
the night
gremlin
before.
Troll.
Rolled out of bed. If my first break was at 6:03, my ass was descending into the chair at 6:02 when I was doing morning radios, and probably why I'm not doing it anymore. But no, you have my point is you have integrity. If you didn't have a child, you would still.
You think so?
You would still. You wouldn't waste away like some of the dads we see. Have you been to a mall lately?
Oh, God.
Like, what the hell happened?
I see a lot of dads at the park or at the mall, and they're wearing like their dad shirt, like, you know.
Something they got for free, some store that doesn't
exist anymore. Or for Father's Day last year.
Yeah. It's got holes
in
it.
And they really look like they've been through some shit.
Some hell.
You know?
But I get it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I get it.
Like, that stuff goes, if you're a decent father, a lot of that goes to the wayside because you're focused on your child's welfare.
Right. You stop taking care of yourself.
Right. And it's like, you don't have time to maybe shower for 3 weeks on end when it's a newborn, right? Depending on how bad what the kid's temperament is.
Yeah.
It's like I when you go to the mall, I'm like, this is a bad idea. We took Harrison to go to Build-A-Bear.
Oh God.
And it was like,
did he like it?
What happened? He did, we did not.
Oh yeah.
There's a guy drinking beer in the Build-A-Bear.
Working there or
no, just like his kid.
Building a bear while drinking beer.
His dad that had a beer. And he's like, pick whatever you want. Yeah, not that one.
What?
Loudly sipping his beer. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Now, I think we were ticking up this way, or I should say down this way. We were descending before the pandemic. But I think once the pandemic hit and everyone was just home.
It's a free-for-all.
It was, I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
I'm used to wearing pajamas all day and working from home. Mm. I'm going to go out in public like this now. And I see that at
the mall.
You
do see that.
With these fat mouth breathers, like lumbering through the mall with holes in their sweatpants and stains all over their face. And then I look back at photos of when commercial air travel began and people are wearing like suits to ride an airplane.
Right.
Three-piece suit to go to a ballpark.
Yeah.
To go to a baseball game.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. So, I don't know. It's terrifying. I'd like to not take them to the mall again. He likes his dinosaur that he made, but
never again.
Never again.
Never again, son. Soak it up while you can.
Online ordering is a thing of beauty. Speaking of coffee.
Yeah.
It makes you shit and pee.
Uh-huh.
How's potty training going in the Bennett household?
Geez. It's not great. I mean, it's really a part-time job to, you know, potty train your child. It's not easy.
It's a commitment.
It really is a commitment. And so she tells us really well, like after she's done her business, like in her diaper, like we need her to tell us when she has to go, right? That's the first step. That way we can get her to the potty. I mean, we've been trying to get her on the potty like after her bath, because normally she'll go to the bathroom after the bath, right? Like the warm water, the bubble, I'm not sure what, but it makes her want to go. So we usually do the bath, and then potty. So it's been a struggle, not gonna lie.
How long have you been doing this for? A while. And she's two
years.
And a half?
She's two years. And a half, yeah.
Okay. So we last pediatric appointment we had for Harrison, not me.
Yeah.
They were asking about potty training. I'm like, well, yes, we'd like to start doing that. And they're like, well, it depends on the kid and every kid's going to be different.
Mm.
So don't beat yourself up over it. I'm sure your doctor told you the same thing.
Sure.
They have to be the first step. And I only said that because this is what the doctor told me. I don't know.
Right.
What am I, a PA?
Yeah.
They have to start feeling uncomfortable in a soiled diaper is the first step.
Mm.
Otherwise, what's the benefit? You don't know, for them. So they have to be like, ew. So lately we've been going, ew, look at this. Look at these turds. Not to like shame him, but like, this is in your diaper. You don't want to be sitting in this.
Right. Right.
So now he's like, ew, dirty. It's like, right.
Mm.
And he's kind of pointing at his diaper. So that's the first step. The next step is to get him to kind of go. And do you have one of those little plastic potty trainer things?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
She hates it.
Yes.
Yeah. She doesn't like it.
No.
She doesn't like it. Have you tried to make him like it more? Have you done anything it up, maybe?
I tried putting Pop Rocks in his diaper. They start going off.
Go.
Yeah. that's just kidding. He will sit in the bathroom with the potty training toilet.
Yeah.
And he'll put like his Elmo or his bear in the toilet and he'll flush.
Okay.
So he understands what it's for now.
The act of it, right.
Because I've had him, like when I've had to watch him, I've had to go, like I'll stand there and pee and watch him pee. Like this is how big boys pee. We stand up and pee and 50% of it gets in the toilet. Right. The other half is all over the floor. That's what guys do.
Still. Yeah. Exactly.
This is how you got to be a man.
Right.
I've actually shit in the bathroom with him. I don't know if that's a learning. I don't know if that's torture or if that's like a teachable moment. But I can't let him out of my sight.
So. Oh, no, for sure. The same case with Akira. But she wants mommy or daddy to go to the bathroom the same time she is.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's gone once, I think, during that experiment. She's just sitting the other times, like just sitting while we're on the toilet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you think about...
But she's getting used to just sitting on it and understanding, like, this is where you go to the bathroom.
Right. Did you play in a parked car before when you were a kid, before you could drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Of course. It's probably a bad idea now.
Sure.
I don't think they can.
But the 90s were a different time.
Yeah, it was the Wild West.
Yeah, yeah.
But you would pretend to drive. You'd have the radio on. Like,
we're
cruising. We're drinking beers. We're picking up chicks. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
So I look at that. Maybe it's a bad metaphor, but we were sitting in the driver's seat of the parked car. And then you start driving a couple years later. Right.
Yeah.
So she's kicking the tires of the toilet.
Right. She's feeling it out, you know.
Harrison's kicking the tires.
Mm.
He's kind of moved away from the potty itself, which is a little concerning. He was taking a bunch of toilet paper and just firing it into the...
Kira's doing the same thing.
The potty training potty.
Yeah. She's big into the toilet paper.
Which is fine. Do you throw it away after that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'd roll it back up and put it on
side. What a cheap bastard.
Ass.
Wow. We're going to need this.
It's not used.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay. I just don't want to be toilet paper shamed here on the show.
Yeah, no, she's obsessed with the toilet paper. That's her favorite part. Her favorite part is ripping it all up and throwing it in the toilet. Hands down.
So we were reading that we got him this little toilet training, like not everybody poops, but something else. And to kind of facilitate him weaning him off the diapers. I can't remember the name of the book. It doesn't matter. But basically, some of the advice we've heard is let him go naked. Just have his shirt on and let him wander around the house. And when he has to go, we go, all right.
I heard this too. Yeah.
And or let him wander. Somebody we work with.
Terrifying.
Recommended that we let him walk around the lawn and let him just shit in the yard. Like a dog, like a Labrador.
Well, that's an interesting thought.
So maybe we don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know about the backyard one. I mean, I've heard of the just let them go naked and just see what happens. I mean, we got all new furniture, so I'm a little terrified of that. But, you know, our pets have accidents, so, you know,
don't put
what's
on,
the difference?
Don't put them on the couch, the new suede couch.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, let her wander around.
Are you thinking about having Harrison just go bottomless?
Yeah,
have
but
you
he's
done
got...
It?
because he's letting us know when his diaper is full.
Right.
Just like Kira sounds like she
is. She lays right down. Like the minute her diaper is full, she lays right down. She's easy to change these days. Like she's really willing and all that. She's getting the concept. It's just the act of doing it. Going on the potty.
Yes.
Beforehand.
Right.
But.
So as long as they get the concept and she's letting you know my diaper's full, like Harrison will lie now. Like, you smell like you've got a dirty diaper.
Yeah, did you go poop? No.
Now dirty. Now dirty. Yeah.
No, he still
dirty.
Lies from time to time.
Right. But that's just what they do at that age.
Yeah.
So maybe.
I'm not sure if they're embarrassed about it or what.
Maybe he just doesn't want to get changed. So we kind of tell him, well, you can get changed in the bathroom on your next to your potty to kind of have this get into muscle memory that, you know, poop and potty are like together.
Yeah.
Right. Or you could do it on the table, and it's a 50-50 thing. So I don't know.
This is the most I've ever talked about shit in my entire life, honestly.
But look, this is a childhood. This is a father podcast. Happens. What are you going to do? It's a big part of it. Kids shit. He shits like 5 times a day.
It honestly is a big part about being a dad is just the shit portion. Tell me, does Harrison make up every excuse in the book why he should not go to bed? Like, I feel like when it's bedtime, Kira will start pulling out all the tricks. Like, suddenly she's hungry and she wants to eat.
Stalling tactics.
The stalling tactics are coming out like no other these days. She's really getting smart with that.
I think it's an age thing. I think once they start getting around 2.5.
Yeah.
Because he used to be so good about his nap and nighttime, he would almost like grab his bear and go to the bottom of the stairs and point up.
Right.
Like upstairs.
Yeah.
And look forward to his nap, which is good. I didn't want to do what I would get when I was a kid. It's like, sleep time, go to bed. You're bad, right? Then you associate sleep as bad, right? Like I'm getting punished, so I have to go to bed now. Like, why? It's 7 o'clock. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And that's when I was like 14. But yeah, he's been doing the like, no sleep. No sleep.
Yeah. Kira's like, I'm hungry. It's time to eat. Or she'll be like, let's do Play-Doh or let's go to the park. Let's go to the pool. I'm like, here, it's 8 o'clock at night. It's time for bed.
Well, that
you gotta go.
It's a sign that she enjoys her time with you, that she loves life. You don't want to be like me and just want to sleep all day, so you don't have to deal with anyone.
Yeah. She's not depressed yet.
Yeah.
Well, I think my seasonal depression has finally come to an end. This past weekend was super, super nice. Did you do anything fun? Should we talk about that next?
I didn't do anything fun, but we can talk about it next.
Well, good.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Battle, you were saying that your brother-in-law came to town. I remember this because last episode, you were saying you were sleeping in the guest room and you were sleeping on your brother-in-law's sheets.
That's like my... Oh, right. Well, to be clear, they are our sheets, my wife's sheets. She bought them, not me.
Right. But she washed
them. They're mine now. I got them in the marriage. I was sleeping on them and she's not mad, but she was like, I washed those for my brother.
And did you rewash them?
She rewashed them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I told her to wait until the Friday night before, because I went to go pick him up this past Saturday at the airport, and that's when she washed him.
Where is he from? Where did he fly?
He's from here. He's from Philly, but he lives in L.A. now, so he flew from L.A.
I see.
To here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So what'd you guys do? He slept in the bed, so that's good.
Yeah,
he slept in the clean awesome, sheets.
the awesome guest bedroom mattress, and I went back to my hammock in our master bedroom. No, I went to my favorite brewery here, Tired Hands, and stocked up on a case of beer and all these weird beers. And I was like, hey, man, I'm going, because he loves Tired Hands.
Uh-huh. It's a good spot.
And we're buddy buds, I guess. And
is he the one that listens to the podcast?
I guess. Did he approach you at the wedding and say, this is a terrible show?
I'm trying to think that if that was him or not. Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
I talked to a lot of people that night. I just forget.
Yeah, he officiated our wedding that you showed up
for. Okay. Yeah. Okay, it's all coming together. Yeah, he's a listener. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So, I filled up. Sorry, fucking asshole. They filled up the his phone. I filled up the
now plane. I know what you say to yourself when I text you. That's great. A little insight.
What are you doing? Get back to me. I'm doing working. I filled up the beer fridge and we went to a little, because my niece turned a month old. That's why he came.
Oh, I see.
Here. And we had had a grand old time over at my sister-in-law's house. But we brought all the beer over, and the beers he wanted me to get were all like double IPAs from Tired Hands. Jeez. So I'm like, okay. By the way, like a double IPA is not, like if a normal IPA is
like 6%,
7% alcohol, a double IPA and a triple IPA is not going to be 21% alcohol, because then if it's a beer, it would just taste like alcohol.
Sure. A double is more like 8, 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10,
yeah.
Maybe. Even then, if I'm not used to drinking those.
It's heavy.
Yes. So it's like horribly.
I have like one or two of those and I'm feeling pretty good.
My wife sent me this text. Oh, I should have had this ready to go.
Oh, I bet you fart in your sleep. I could see this.
Oh my God, dude. So I slept horribly. And it was, I get a text at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Sunday morning. Wait a minute. Yesterday morning, 7 a.m. How much farting did you do overnight? Our room smells like a huge fart.
I knew it.
So can the room smell like a huge fart? Huge is like size.
Yeah. No, I would not doubt you. But, I would not doubt you.
Okay. So that was true. That did happen because of those beers. They're unfiltered, double IPAs. Like, I'm not used to drinking that.
Yeah.
You know, we ate some ordered pizza, which we never do because I'm used to making it.
My stomach's like, what the hell's going on here? I can see you being a smelly sleeper, though, in general.
Yeah.
So we add double IPAs in the mix. I could see it being a huge fart. Do you also sweat in your sleep? So
if it's hot out.
You're a sweaty, stinky sleeper. Interesting. Man, Bouchard really puts up with a lot.
She does.
She's a saint.
She's a saint.
The more I talk to you, the more like, God bless this woman.
Terrible.
Giving birth to your baby.
So I was in a horrible mood the following morning because I didn't sleep well because of the alcohol.
Right.
The mattress sucks. And every time I let one loose, like it woke me up. God. So I was constantly getting woken up.
And so are you taking it out on your poor brother-in-law? Are you resenting him?
No, it was nice to him. I was taking it out on my wife.
Jesus Christ. No, yeah, I can picture all of this. Random question, because I find myself doing this because I kind of live in this bubble, right? Like my neighborhood bubble, because there's two parks nearby and we're always just out. We have friends in the neighborhood now. I walk around my neighborhood with a beer like in a koozie. Do you take your beer like in the neighborhood?
No.
No, you don't? You don't do that?
No, I don't take it to Build-A-Bear.
Well, that's why it kind of made me think of that. Like, I would never do that at Build-A-Bear at the mall. But around the neighborhood, I don't go to the park with it. I think that's weird.
There are some guys, because we have that little, like, playground in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, there's some dads that, there's one dude who's clearly here for work, because he's got a sick southern accent.
Mm.
And he's like, hey, how you doing? He's always got, like, a Bud Light and a koozie.
Yeah.
He's always had a few, right? It could be a Tuesday at 3, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Whenever I see him. All right.
Walking the dog, it's really nice out. Sometimes I'll have a beer and a koozie.
Yeah, do what you want. AI is going to take over and kill us all in a year or two anyway. So
nothing matters.
No, it doesn't. So go out and go for a walk, grab a beer. Do you.
Kill yourself if you want.
Right.
So,
no, I don't. But like I bring beer if I'm going to my sister-in-law's house.
Which is in the neighborhood, right?
The month birthday. It's a big Vietnamese. It's not in the neighborhood. It's on the other side of town.
Oh,
on the other side of our town, but it's still only like 10 minutes away at the most. So we went over there, brought all the beers over because the Vietnamese thing, I forget what they call it and I don't want to call it the wrong thing, but if they celebrate the month, the newborn has made it a month to do this celebration,
nice.
These special Vietnamese desserts. It was good.
Yeah.
We did it for Harrison and we give her like a lucky envelope with money in it and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, it was a nice time. But my point is, I guess, that I brought beer over there.
Gotcha.
Right. Because we're all hanging out in the backyard. We're grilling. We're eating these Vietnamese delicacies and I'm drinking beers again with her brother.
And your wife paid the price.
My wife paid the price again this morning. overnight. I excuse me. I took it easy. I only had like, and we started early, and yeah. I only had like an hour for 3 hours. So
three.
Three over a span of like 4 hours.
Gotcha. But that still was too many for your system, your bowels.
Yes. Yeah. Well, last night wasn't as bad. I went lighter. I didn't go after the doubles.
Right.
But
God, thoughts and prayers for Bao Chow.
So your seasonal depression has
it's subsiding
lifted.
A little bit because, you know, I really feel it in the winter. I hate the winter. I hate the cold. I hate the gray. I hate the fact that it gets dark super early. I love being outside, like being a parent in the spring and summer, elite, because we take Kira outside. She's in the backyard all the time. We have a little like playground really for her in the backyard. She's got a sandbox. She could be out there occupying. She could be out there for hours. And then we have two parks nearby.
I have reverse seasonal depression. Like I get
pissed. You love the winter.
I love the fall
person.
And winter. I hate the heat.
I know.
And then I see that it's sunny outside. And it's like, I don't want to go outside. But if I don't, I feel like I'm wasting the day. Mm. So it feels like an obligation.
Right. You feel guilty for being inside, even though you hate being outside.
Right.
Jesus.
Especially now with the kid.
It's just
I
got to
go outside with him and I got to have hornets flying around my fucking head and stinging me for no reason.
No one gets stung more by bees than you. I thought that stopped after like 8 years old, after like Macaulay Culkin from My Girl. But you keep on getting stung in your 40s. What are you doing to the bees?
Nothing. I don't mess
what
with
do they
bees.
Have against
I don't
you?
Mess with the hornets or anyone.
Every year I feel like you get stung by a bee.
No, I do get stung all the time. Not a bee.
I haven't been stung by a bee. Of course, I'm going to get stung now. But I haven't been stung by a bee in decades.
I get stung by wasps and hornets. Bees are pollinating. They're pollinators. I don't know why wasps exist. They don't pollinate, really.
Obviously, just to taunt you.
They're just assholes.
I'm just so confused anyway. As to how you keep on getting stung. But we had a good weekend. It was finally nice weather-wise. We went up to New York, where I'm originally from. It was my mom's birthday. So
the beautiful Hudson Valley of
New
York.
The beautiful Hudson Valley. You don't realize it was beautiful where you grew up until you leave. Like, I always hated where I was from, and then I left 10 years ago. When I come back every once in a while to see my folks, I'm like, man, this place is really gorgeous.
I have the opposite effect when I go home. I'm like, this is a fucking shithole.
Well, yeah, every time, every podcast, we get a little window into your childhood, and it's very, very sad.
But what brought you to New York? What was
my mom's birthday.
Oh, okay.
My mom's birthday, yeah. So, even though it was her birthday, obviously, when we bring Kira, they spoil her with gifts, so she got all new toys, and then we went out to dinner. Which was really nice. And we went to, my dad picked it out. He's like, it's really nice out. So I picked a restaurant that has outdoor seating, but the outdoor seating just overlooked a parking lot and a Chipotle and a Five Guys, you know, just like in a shopping
like a
center.
Strip mall?
Yeah. It was in a strip mall. But it was a thought that counts. And it was, we had a really good time. We were laughing for like 2 hours straight. It was, we got a lot of people watching. During this, we saw someone park in a handicapped spot that wasn't handicapped.
Of course.
And we went after that guy. We were just like shouting at him. We saw a lot of like almost accidents in the parking lot. A lot goes down in these strip malls that you're unaware of if you're not dining outside for 2 hours. So we had a lot of good laughs, but we had dessert, obviously. We had cake from my mom. It was her birthday.
Did you bring a cake?
No, we just ordered one and the two employees came out and they sang happy birthday to her.
So you could sing happy birthday now at these restaurants can. Do you remember they used to be like, happy, happy birthday, birthday.
Oh, they'd have like their own song or
yeah,
whatever?
Because happy birthday was copyrighted, right?
What? Is that right?
Yeah. And a judge finally tossed that a few years ago and was like, this is ridiculous.
Oh,
you
wow.
should be able to sing happy birthday at fucking Applebee's.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes.
Interesting.
That's why you go to
Olive
Garden.
Thank God we broke down those barriers because they sang it to perfection.
Loud and clear.
Let me tell you. But the funniest thing about it was Kira getting her little ice cream sundae off the kids menu. And it was melting pretty good because it was warm out. So we gave her a straw for her ice cream sundae and she slurped this thing up.
Like a Frosty?
Right, like it melted so quickly. So yeah, she slurped it up like a Frosty. And when I tell you, you could see the sugar rush, like the sugar high hitting in real time. She was talking and blinking at the same time. She was convulsing. We were like, here, say sugar, sugar, sugar. And she was like, sugar, sugar, sugar. And she's like, one eye is just like
Doc Brown in Back to the Future.
She was just loving life. She had the best time ever. But when people say sugar high is not a real thing, I say nay, nay.
Do you remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
It was like growing up, it was like, oh, you know, sugar high isn't sugar high. But then like when we were, or at least when I was a teenager, I remember that was a big thing. It was like,
oh yeah.
Scientists say there's no such thing as a sugar rush. Like, really?
Yeah.
Well, I just snorted 5 pixie sticks and I'm rolling around in circles in the gymnasium. Like, what are you talking about? So that is...
Oh, it's real.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Any deniers just see my daughter Kira slurping up a chocolate sundae in a strip mall. You'll see the effects. But she was fine.
Right.
She had a good time.
And they go, well, it's just like this psychosomatic thing. You're told that sugar, you've been told about a sugar high. So it's like this placebo effect almost that you're giving yourself a, you're just acting that way because of the sugar. Well, no, I am. No, because
she's two and a half.
She wouldn't even know anything. That. Right.
Yeah.
Harrison is limited in what he can eat because of his food allergies.
Sure.
But he could chomp down on an Oreo.
Oh, yeah.
If you give him too many, you know.
You'll see.
Yes.
A Tasmanian devil comes out. Yeah. Kira had the sundae, then she ran around the shopping center for a while. She had a great time. It was awesome. But I have videos. She was a maniac. But Nana and Grandy obviously loved hanging out with her. It was a good weekend. And then what did we do yesterday? Sunday. Oh, we went to brunch. You know, she's great when we go out to eat. She really is.
Did you? I forgot that Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, that's right.
This weekend.
That's this weekend. What are you doing?
We're probably not going to do a show before that. So I got us reservations for like 11 for brunch.
Nice.
But Harrison's trying to coordinate all that because he is an allergy baby. Where we're going, I don't think they have like an allergy menu.
So you just bring his own food?
Yeah. And they just have to be cool with it.
They're going to have to be, or else you're not going to go.
What are you going to do? Right. All right. Well, I'm not going to give you $100 then.
It's not right. It's not like he's, you know, 16 years old and you're bringing his own food. Like, he's 2.
Yeah.
So like,
he's not a picky
deal with
eater.
It.
He just can't eat certain things.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I got a book reservation. Thanks for the reminder.
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
There's a good chance a mouse shit on your lemon.